Be'etzim, we'll stop in the Makar as follows. There's a Gemara in Brochus, Daf Samach Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Brochus starts like this. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that even if a person already said Kriya Shema by night, Tahainu in Ma'ariv, there's a mitzvah to say it again ala mito, by a person's bed. The Maaseh, the Inyan of Kriya Shema ala mito, as we can explain, it's a Merdeka mitzvah. I spoke, Baruch Hashem, I was Zerucha to speak to today to one of the most close people to Simaya Zilberberg Shlita, I'm going that tzaddik, who happens to also be my Chavusa. And he says to me that Simaya used to speak a lot that this is the generation of Kriya Shema ala mito. It's a mitzvah that unfortunately a lot of people don't know much about, don't know the chiyuvim, don't know the milers of the mitzvah. And we're going to try to go through not only the halacha chelik of Kriya Shema ala mito, apart from obviously lots of other wonderful halachas of going to sleep with different inyonim of the Rambam, I'll be medicine, I'll be refuah. But I want to speak about the inyonim of Kriya Shema ala mito. Rav Shimon Pinkas Ba'arichas used to speak about Kriya Shema ala mito. It was one of his campaigns, that, Shatnas and other things, that people have to realize that it's a tremendous mitzvah, and it's not just a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. We'll see, Beis Hashem, there's come enough kaminas that this mitzvah can have to a person's life. So the mitzvah, the Gemara brings over there in Brochus, the Makor, in the Torah for Kriya Shema ala mito. It's a smach, and it goes like this. The Pasuk, as we say this in Kriya Shema ala mito, Rigzu ba'al techato, Imru levavchem, al mishkavchem, v'doimu selah. Which translates roughly as tremble and do not sin, reflect in hearts while on bed and be utterly silent. And the Gemara explains how exactly we darshan from the pasuk over there that is going on Kriya Shema al hamito. Comes along the Gemara and says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, if one says Kriya Shema al hamito on bed, right, it's as if he's holding a two-edged sword, right, that in his hand. There's always the Lashon over there, the Gemara, the Rishonim on Mazbe over there. There's a special type of shmira that a person has, as we'll explain from certain mazikim that go around when a person is sleeping at night, v'chulei, when he says Kriya Shema al hamito, there's a special shmira that he gets. So let me start like this. We'll start with a couple of halachas and we'll go into the inyonim. First of all, there's a shayla in the poskim who's chayim. Men, women, children. La halacha lemaisa the shatzin and meishlam a test la halacha and tikkun al paskins that everybody in the maisa is chayim. Men, women, and children are chayim to say Kriya Shema ala mito every single night. How much of Kriya Shema ala mito? How much of Shema do you have to say? So we're going to go through the different halachim of amapil, different pesukim. We'll get to Beis Hashem. But I can put him very interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah in meishlam a test when he discusses the halachas of Kriya Shema ala mito, he says like this. Look, the Mishnah Berurah, that the mimic is to say all three parishes of Kriya Shema ala mito. When you say Kriya Shema Mita, you say all three parishes of Kriya Shema, and it's a protection. There's 248 words that are connected, 248 organs of the human body, and therefore one is connected to the other, and there's a shmira on your entire body. The only problem is, what's the problem? Oh, it doesn't. There's not 248 words in Kriya Shema. Baruch Hashem, someone just made the cheshbon, and it's actually 245. Beautiful. There's three less than 248. There's 245. Oh, count it out. No, that's your dua. This is your dua. There's 248. This is your dua. This is your dua. This is your dua. Al-Kaponim. What do we do, Lemaisa? We have to make up. I just counted it. Just now. I went through it. Like Reb Chaim Kanievsky gets a Shaila. And he says, Yerushalmi? No. Bavli? No. Don't just say it 1, 2, 3. Just count to Krishma. Al-Kaponim, Rabbi Yisai. What do we do, Lemaisa? There's a Machlekes HaPoskim. What do we do to make up the 248? Some Poskim say, Hashem Elokeichem Emes twice. Say those three extra words twice. Most Poskim, and this is the meaning of Rav Klal Yisrael, is we say, Keil Melech Ne'amon before Krishma. Three words that make up the 248. Memela, we have the Shmira on all of our 248 limbs in our body. Now, Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah Sikkot and Tes says, if a person is sick, he's ill, so then in the Hanami, we could be makel on Hamapil and the first paragraph, the first chelik of Kriya Shema. Again, if a person is sick, we're mokim oimis, to be makel over there. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, let me explain to you before we go right in the halachas, it's kedai to know. Yeah?
What is the
chiv? What is the chiv exactly? What? It comes from the Gemara. The Gemara brings a posuk. No, yeah. The Maaseh of the Gemara brings a posuk that you see from there that you're supposed to, on your bed, say Kriya Shema. That's where the Gemara learns it from Rigzu. From the pasuk over there that mentioned the Gemara in Brochas Daf Samach, that's the Makar of the pasuk. That's the Makar, it's talking about Kriya Shema, it's talking about ala bed, the Mela is a certain Shmira. Not only that, we have certain places in the Gemara that talks about a Shmira. Akoponim, people think Kriya Shema Lamita, Nunu. Now, first of all, you have to realize, you know, every businessman always knows that the best business is a business that you put in the least investment, the least effort, and you gain the biggest rewards. The best business you can do. You don't have to do much, you don't have to put in much effort, but the rewards and the tzar and the profits are unbelievable. That's classified as the best business. Lemaisa Kriyishma Lemitza does it. Kriyishma Lemitza entails a few minutes, literally, not even that sometimes, of your life before you go to bed. It's a few minutes of investment. And the unbelievable things that you get from that is moedig. And I'll give you an example. Shushan Pinkas Atzal, when he speaks about the topic of Kriyishma Lemitza, brings an example. He says, imagine a bocha comes back from yeshiva, comes back to his parents' house, and the maestro has been learning yoimon v'loila. Mamish, from 9 o'clock in the morning, he had a small little lunch break, learning afternoon seder, night seder. He comes back to his house at 12 o'clock at night. Got the bus, comes home at 12 o'clock. You can imagine he's exhausted. 12 o'clock at night, he's exhausted. He says, hey, I can't just go to sleep. I want to learn a couple more hours, goes to the Tosfos again. So he says, you know what, I'm a bit tired, let me just put my head down a moment or lie in bed a moment. The Maisa, and I'll continue at 1 o'clock or whatever it may be for an hour or two. The Maisa, unfortunately, he continues sleeping to the Gansa. Now, 7 o'clock in the morning, his alarm bell rings. Oh, Shachris. So he thinks to himself, no, so what happened? No, no. So I listen to Krishma Lamita. That's all it is. Zukun Shimshon Pinkas, a Mordiki said. Zukun Shimshon Pinkas. The Gemara in Brochus Daf Chesam and Beis says as follows: Zug the Gemara. If you look at the Lashonis about Krishma Lamita, about going to sleep without saying Shema, these are Lashonis that we don't find in any other mitzvah. Unbelievable! Look at the Lashon of the Gemara in Brochus Daf Ches. Va'alteishvu al mita aromis. Now there's a machlekes in the Gemara exactly what's the gilsa, how do we learn pshat, different rishonim, not going through the inyan. Al koponim, if he come and rishonim, this is what the Shushan Pinkas brings out the Yesoit, that the Gemara is saying that when you don't say Kriya Shema before you go to bed, you are sleeping on the bed of a goy. A goy is your bed. You're supposed to sleep like a goy. And if you make a cheshbon, it's unbelievable. Make the cheshbon, how much of sleep takes up of your life? So let's imagine a normal person sleeps 8 hours. Let's say, can you imagine? 8 hours, I can't imagine such a thing. But there are people that go out there that do sleep 8 hours during the night. Can you imagine a third of your life is taken up by sleep? If you sleep every night 8 hours, that means a third of your life you are sleeping. Right? The guys are thinking, eight, what about 12? One of those bagel guys, you know, can you imagine how much of his life over there? Right? Half his life. Al Kaponimuk, essay is sleeping 6 hours a night. So it's a quarter of your life. Zulu Shinjum Bingas, that means if you go to sleep without saying Krishna Mitter, that means a quarter or a third or even a half of your life, you're a guy. You're pushing living like a guy. It's unbelievable. And all it takes is a couple of minutes of saying a few words to Rabbeinu Shlomo ben Kavona. It's unbelievable. You push it, lifted up yourself to live like a yid, the ganze leben. The whole life, it's an unbelievable thing. And then you're going to turn around and say, no, I just missed Krishma Lamita. You missed it like a goy.
Slept on a bed.
No, so the Gemara is sleeping on a bed for Larami, so a goy is your bed. You didn't say Krishma. We'll explain later. We'll explain later.
What's Krishna?
You mean
I'm walking on the street of a
goy? No. But the Gemara, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara learns how the pshat is when a person doesn't say Krishna. He doesn't bring the Rabbeinu Shlom to his bed, so Mimela he's sleeping on a goy shabbat.
So why is it best to not make?
Yeah,
why? I mean, you walk for years.
That's Gezel. The Gemara says that's Gezel. That's also a shaila. It's all shailas, but not negated to this. Here we have a Mufusha Gemara that tells us about Krishma Lamita. Al Koponim Rabbi Yisai. Lom again, Baita. The Gemara in Brochus Daf Hei Medalef. Zuk the Gemara in Mufush. Kol HaKoyri Krishma Bitosoi. Mazikin B'dilin Mimenu. It's a Mufusha Gazach. Shalem and the Vinza Posuk. The Gemara says that there are certain, well, I don't know what they are, but there are certain mazikin that are out there when a person is sleeping, nighttime. Zuk the Gemara, a guaranteed skula. That when a person says Krishma Lamita, 100% whatever these mazikin are and whatever they do, I don't know, a person is saved from it. Right? Zulu Shinjan Pinkas, who's the only person that can save you from the mazikin? The Rabbeinu Shlomo. Zuk there, Mimela. When a person says Krishma Lamita, not stam the mazikin go away. You're bringing the Rabbeinu Shlomo together with you. And he's been showing you the ganze nacht. It's a moedige zache, by say. Not stam. I bring you more schoolers. Everyone likes schoolers, right? Everyone likes schoolers. We'll talk about, I found the error 6-7 in the postkin are all the different schoolers of Krishma. Number one, by say, listen, look at this. It's just unbelievable. Krishma, what does it take? It takes 2-3 minutes of your time, and yet look at the schoolers, look at the shmir, look at the unbelievable things that you have. The Pelayot brings down that if a person says Krishma Lamita, it's a schooler to have good kavanah b'tfilah. So, You know, everybody wants to have kavanah and tefillah, shachvas, mincha, maariv. Sometimes we feel, doesn't go, I don't know the right kavanah. Zug the peliyoy, say krish on the mitzvah, it's a skula. Number two, zug the ben ishchai. It gives yira shemayim on your children. Shemayim de kazach. Everybody in Be'ez Hashem wants to have wonderful children. Zug the ben ishchai, you want to have good children? Krish on the mitzvah gives a skula, their children give you shemayim. With shamei gross and shevet gross, it brings to the svarim ha-kadoshim. There's a shmira from bad dreams. Also a meridik azach. The Rapoilin, the Ben Ishchai, is a shmira from hapachad, from people being scared. The Zoya and Parashat Bereishis, it brings, it saves a person from terrible Yisurim. Rav Moshe Sternbach and Chubas Van Hogan and Chelik Dalet, it says a skula for tzoris and machshavas royis. It's a tremendous thing. And what it is, the creation of Alamita, which is what, a few paragraphs, and yet you see Merdek Kazachad. Everybody knows, we have to go to the Alocha part of it. Oh, but one last Maisa. A few maises, maise from the Helig Stipler, right? Everybody brings this maise. Could be we spoke about the Helig Abishatnes of there's a Merdeka maise from the Stiplers as follows. When he went to go a Shidduch, so as Yodua, he had to travel to the Shidduch to meet his future Rebbetzin. And the Kitzah, he decided to himself, hold on a minute, I'm going to go to a Shidduch and I have to smooth this and the other, Kefid Madrigosai, it's going to take out my learning time. Can't mess around. So what did he do? He decided very simple, it's a long train ride to where I have to go to meet the future wife for the Kala. What I'm going to do is very simple, sir. I will learn 2 days straight. Push it, 48 hours straight. And then, when I get my train, so I'll relax over there. Traveling anyway, it was difficult to learn because, you know, with the safer and the bumping and the noise and the smell and all kinds of Sachen. So, you know, on the train, I'll sleep for a bit. So, as he does, 48 hours of solid, straight, with Sifus, Limada Torah. And then he gets the train, you can imagine he's Poshet falling off his feet. Gets the train, he sits down, after 1 second he jumps up, it's the famous Meiser this one. He jumps up and he has a chashash that the seat that the train over there has is Shatnas. Sitting on Shatnas, it's a Machoikas Nimishayim, sitting on it, is it yeah, nana, not nana, not going into Sugi right now, it's Sugi Nyodea, I'll call upon him. He was Machme and he held, no, I'm Machme, I'm not going to sit on it. So he stood the entire way from the journey, obviously learning Baal Peh, he couldn't sleep. So you can imagine we're holding almost by 3 days without sleep of pure learning. He gets to the place where the Shidduch is meant to take place. He sees that, obviously, some delay with her, she hasn't showed up, whatever the matzav is. So he decides, you know what? I'm going to go to sleep. No, it says Kriyish Malamita. All of a sudden, as it says Kriyish Malamita, it says Amapel. Right, we'll see in a minute that Halacha is, you know, after Amapel, you're not meant to Hefsek. And she walks in. What's he meant to do? He's got a Shaila Behesek. No, Hefsek. What am I meant to do? I have to go to sleep. So he said, listen, I'm going to go to sleep. He went to sleep for a little bit. He woke up and he had the Shidduch. That was the Maisa from the Stipler over there. Most people bring this Maisa in Hilchos Shabbos. Al Kaponim, it's negated to Kriyish Malamita. Not again, Baita, we say. Not again, Baita. Okay. Let's go through some of the other psukim. Shabbos? Shatnas. Now, let's go through the other psukim. I'd like to go through the other psukim.
Take a nap in the afternoon.
I should say Shema. I've said it the whole
time. Oh, but this is exactly what I want to discuss.
Take a nap in the afternoon.
Are we going to get to it? No, 1 second. It goes as this. We'll start with the sugya like this. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the minig is to say other mizmorim for protection, for shmira, against danger and harm during the night. That's the Mishnah Berurah over there. Now, it's interesting. The psukim that you find in Kriyas Shema Lamita, some of them are mentioned in the Gemara, for example, Yosha B'Seisa, V'Noyim V'Chulei, it's a chelik of Kriyas Shema Lamita. Everyone's got different minhagim, the Sfarad, Ashkenaz, the other different minhagim, not going into the minhagim. I'll call upon him. If a person goes to sleep during the day, what's the halacha if a person goes to sleep during the day? Does he need to say Kriyas Shema Lamita? So Lemaisa. That's Negev, by the way, not only going to sleep during the day, it's Negev Sam. After you wake up and it's too early for Shachris, it's, I don't know, 6:30 in the morning, let's say. 6:30 in the morning, you say, I've got another hour till Shachris. Then you can shmak, I'll go back to sleep. Now, the problem is, 6:30 in the morning is after Alois. After Alois means it's already day. After day means it's a Shai from Kriyas Shema Lamita. So Lemaisa, the post comes in, the Shavuot says halacha, and sleep gotten death, that if a person goes to sleep after Alois, he does not say Hamapil, but he should say Kriyas Shema. As always, Lemaisa, the Loshan over there, the Mishnah Berurah, you should be name as well, you should be Seisa V'chulei, Oba, Zug the Poiskim. That type of a person sometimes goes to sleep during the day. But can you imagine, I had a bocha one time that was a night worker, in trucks, whatever, Gansamaisa. He, every single night was up, and every single day went to sleep. Zug the Poiskim, in such a situation, where the Kriyas, you're going to sleep the day, as your night sleep, then about you have to say Kriyas Shema, together with Hamapil. Now, this is actually very negay, maybe more negay in Chutzpah, it's when you daven Maariv early. Because when you daven Maariv early, there's a few problems. First of all, for example, I was just in the summer now in the Peak District. The Peak District is, it's just near the Lake District and somewhere in Scotland. I don't know where these places are.
Next to Leeds.
Leodea. The kids are. Maariv over there was like 11 o'clock. It was sugar. So sometimes, if you're very tired, you want to go to bed early, what are you going to do? So the problem is like this. First of all, stamos are going to sleep before Maariv is a tremendous shayla. Going to sleep when you're meant to be davening Maariv is a problem. So you have to get a shema. Either you get somebody else to wake you up, or you have an alarm clock and you shema on the place can hold an alarm clock is good. The other thing is you have to be careful of Krishma Lamita. Right? If you try to go to sleep early, didn't daven Maariv, or daven Maariv early, for example, and then you go to sleep, so Krishma Lamita, by night, you've got to say all three parashas. Then you have to. Because then you didn't yet fulfill your doraisa of Krishma. Normally we could say by Maariv by night. No, you have the doraisa of Yom Avalayla of Krishma. No, this is extra mile of Krishma Lamita. Oh, but now you daven Maariv early and you're going Krishma Lamita when it's night. So you haven't yet been fulfilled your chiyum in Torah of Krishma. In Kemri, do Krishma Lamita, you have to do all three parashas. Now, what's the order of Krishma Lamita? It's interesting, the Mishavurah, even there's a posik that says that Hamapil should be said when your eyes are fluttering about to fall asleep. Mom is azoi. The Mishavurah Psak is not like that. Mishavurah Psak is as follows. He brings a machlokes. Is Hamapil come before Shema? Or Shema come before Hamapil, right? You see different geruses in some of the Sidurim. Akoponim and Mishavurah brings down a Zamachlokes. The Maskon of the Mishavurah is as follows. It depends on every single person. If you normally fall asleep while you say Krishma Lamita, I never used to understand this. For years I never understood this. Baruch Hashem, now I understand it claw, right? We understand this, right? Krishma Lamita, you fall asleep during Krishma Lamita. This is poshut. This is poshut. You get to bed, your mamash, finished. There's nothing to talk about. Like, you hit the pillow, it's all over. So the Mishavurah, if you're the type of fellow that in the middle of Krishma Lamita, you're poshut out, say Nachanami. You're the type of guy that should say Hamapa before Shema. Oh, but if you don't fall asleep by saying Krishma Lamita, then it's better to say Hamapa right before you go to sleep. Hamapal should be the last thing that you do before a person goes to sleep. And that's very, very important. For example, what happens if a person says Hamapal and has difficulty falling asleep? It could be, right? So I've got one answer for you. It didn't work for me, I tried it. But maybe it'll work for you. Take a Gemara, open up a Gemara, go through a Taismas. It didn't work for me, I tried it. Oh, that wakes you up. Baruch Hashem, somebody else thinks exactly the same way. Oh, but some people have this thing.
To read a book?
What's that? Oh, so like this. The answer, no. After you say Hamapal, you're meant to go straight miyad to sleep. I'll speak about the Hetzik in one moment. But I've got upon him, I want to speak about the other way. If a person did not fall asleep. He didn't fall asleep. What?
The text message.
No, one second. Let me speak about the Hetzik in a moment. If a person said Hamapal and Krishma and he didn't fall asleep, he had difficulty falling asleep. As the Maase is meant to continue and continue repeating Krishma again and again and again, not with the pasuk of Krishma itself, because that's a shaila, or with the etzem parash of Krishma, he's meant to repeat again. It's interesting when Shushan Pinkas brings down that there's no time for this. We don't find any reason why we should say Shema again. And he actually says the reason is because we want the last thing before we go and close our eyes and go up to the next world, whatever that may be, is we want to have Krishma on our lips. Al Koponim. If a person said Krishma Lamita with Hamapil and he doesn't fall asleep till half an hour later, he shouldn't think there was a Hefsuk and wasn't Yoritzad Adonisht. It's good. Gives an onus. And it's Pesed Gomor. However, the following is a big Shaila. How about if you're worried you'll never fall asleep, Bechal? For example, on an aeroplane. You're on an aeroplane, it's a night flight, let's say, or even it's a day flight, might not have to mean it, but if it's a night flight, it's probably morning gear. By a night flight, the pshat is, I'm going to go to sleep. Now, I don't know if I'm going to fall asleep. It could be the guy next to me will make a noise, it could be I'll be woken up by the stewardess, the lights, this, that, and the other. Pshat, I won't fall asleep the whole night. So what do I do now in this situation? Krishma, Shema, what do I do in such a situation? So the Be'er Moshe Devitz in the Rav Chelik Vov brings down the halacha. If you're scared that you won't fall asleep, but your kavon is to go to sleep for more than half an hour, then I'd rather you should say Krishma Lamita, but you should not say Hamapal. Right? As I state the halacha in the Devitz in the Rav. Now, let's go to all the Olim Italian that got to be Hefsik. After Hamapal, there must not be a Hefsik Bechlau. Very, very important, there must not be a Hefsik. If there's a Hefsik, you have to say Krishma again. Now, getting into pajamas after Krishma Lamita, that's no problem. That's not considered the Hefsik. However, after Hamapal should not be done. After Hamapal, there should not be any Hefsik whatsoever. No talking, no drinking, no gunisht. Should not lechatchila be done. One second. If you were Mafsik, if you made a Hefsik, an interruption from Hamapal to sleeping, you do not repeat Hamapal again, but you do repeat the first parasha of Krishma. As I pass in the Ramon, the Mishnah Gurus, Balad. However, there are certain situations that are mutter to be mafsik after Hamapal. I have about seven. For example, number one, Ashayotza. You go to the toilet, stand. Before you fell asleep, you needed the bathroom, you go, 100% you're allowed to say Ashayotza after the bath. Number two, davening Maariv. You push it, you forgot to daven Maariv. You said Hamapal, you're in bed, I forgot to daven Maariv. So you can go out, no problem with the Hefsik. Number two, three, Sfiris Ha'ima. If you forget that you count to Sfiris Ha'ima, you can count Sfiris Ha'ima after Hamapal. Number four, Birchas HaMotzon and Alamicha, you can also do. Number five, Kiddush Levana, especially if this is the last night, the Zicha. Number six, Malava Malka, that's a bit schwer already. But I'll upon him, if it's Moshe Shabbos and you forgot, there could be you can eat Malava Malka, Brocha on thundering and lightning. Also, you can be Mafsik again after Hamapil, and answering a question from one of your parents. Now, it's important to know that a parent should not ask his child a question after Hamapil in order that he'll be Mafsik. Even though the halacha is allowed, a parent shouldn't do it. But like upon him, if your parent does ask you to ask a question, you need to answer them back. About there's a mokin to be makel over there. Generally, as I say, once you made a hetzik, you will not repeat Hamapil again, but you will repeat Kriya Shema unless, and this is the only exception, if you made such a hefsuk that you had no idea what's going on, you poshed completely with mafsik in Gunson, that was a long time, then avada, the yaivitz tainan, that you do have to repeat krishma together with hamapil in that case. Now, this is often a very negay shayla. Let me do questions after, so I want to finish. What is the position that you're meant to be lying during krishma lamita? Let me get some orders in Makaris in the Gemara and Brochas, like upon him, we're going with Alocha Lamaisa over here as follows. You are allowed. First of all, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema Lamita not in the same room as you're actually sleeping. It's again, sometimes your roommate's sleeping, Chas V'Shalom to wake him up, to Shaila of Gneva, whatever. Talked about it here in Gneva. Pasha's not Gneva, but Shem Palevi. Okay. Oh, but you don't want to wake him up. Stam, another Chaveir. So you want to say Kriya Shema outside where it's light, and then you'll go inside. That's 100% per se. The Goma is very passing with the Safayim and Chelik Aleph, that La Locha is, as long as you know where you're sleeping, there's never a din of Shinoi Mokoim. Even though we know normally by Brochas there is a din of Shinoi Mokoim for a person to go from one place to another place, but over here, if I know I'm sleeping in my room and I'm saying Kriya Shema Lamita outside, it's per se. Number two, you are allowed to say Kriya Shema Lamita lying down. Especially if you're already lying down, and then you realize, oh, Kriya Shema Lamita, you're allowed to do it lying down. However, Lechatchila, you're meant to be lying on your side. That's Lechatchila. Bidyevet, if you lie on your back or your stomach, Lemaisa, you are going to be Yaitza. That's for sure. Again, remember, when you're making early Maariv, to say all three parashas of Kriya Shema. Now, if you did touch a chelik of your body that's normally covered, for example, in the game when you're getting undressed and dressed in the pajamas, and you touched under your arms, b'chule in your back, then already you have to wash your hands before Kriya Shema Lamita, because you're saying Kriya Shema. You have to wash your hands. That's a double poshet. Let me go weiter. Birchas HaMapel itself, very interesting also. In Birchas HaMapel as well, if you go to the Bruch of HaMapel, you understand the translation of it, it looks like it has absolutely no shaychus to going to sleep. For example, one of the things we say in Kriya Shema Lamita, in HaMapel, is the tefillah of we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Give us a chelek in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Torah. Frek the slach, what's the shaychus? We're going to sleep now. When we go to sleep, we can't let white pink now. When we go to sleep, we say, hey, the Bani Shalom, we want your Torah. Zuk the Tzlach, Amur de Kazach. Zuk the Tzlach like this. That Avada, we know there's a Chiv on every single person to learn always. That's a double posh. This we know. Zuk the Tzlach. When a person is sleeping, he cannot do Torah. He cannot do mitzvahs, right? He can't do it for poil. He can get the schar from it. But he can't do it lemaisa. So Meila, we're asking the Bani Shalom, even though we can't do it, but we want the Emes, the Chelik of Torah. And if we want the Chelik of Torah, Zuk the Tzlach, it shows us that's what we're doing right before we go to sleep. Now the Rambam brings down, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamed Aleph and Ruchayim, that a person when he goes to sleep, you can get such a schar for this machshava before you go to sleep. If a person goes to sleep and he thinks the machshava, that why am I going to sleep? By the way, you know, this is the reason why you're going to sleep, but you don't even think about it. If you thought about it, you get a moedika schar. Zut the Rambam, it's a stream in Rambam, but the Shulchan Aruch passed this mahalach, that if a person goes to sleep thinking that I'm going to need to strengthen myself, so that tomorrow I can have more koiches to learn, more koiches to daven, then you get a schar for every second. It's unbelievable. Then your whole sleeping becomes one big chayfet shel mitzvah. That doesn't mean you can oversleep from shachmas b'chole. That's a mother, you have to sit and learn. But we're talking about the actual sleep that you're sleeping. Zot the Rambam, zot the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a small machshava in your mouth, in your head, it's b'sei de gomer. The Pirkei Rebbelezer brings down that sleep is. He brings over there that sleep actually helps a person's lifespan. If a person sleeps, so he's meant to be sleeping, so it's very, very healthy, and it helps actually contribute to his lifespan. The Vilna Gaon brings down that the whole yesoid and the tachlis of sleep is to enable a neshama to go up to the Beis Din Shalmala, where the hidden secrets of Torah are learned, and it would take someone in this world 70 years to learn those things. As he brings down the Gaon in Mishlei Perik Yutes, Pasuk Chof Gimel, that Lemaisa, that's the Yisrael of sleep. It's a Murdik Yisrael. There was someone once noticed the Arizal once, when he was sleeping, was moving his lips the whole time. So they asked him, what's going on? He said, I was being taught the secrets of Parsha of Bilam, and it would take me 80 years to teach them to my Talmidim. That's what Arizal said. That's what he was learning Bishas Maisa. It's an unbelievable, unbelievable Zach. Lemaisa, Stamazoy, the Rambam brings down that it's best for a person to go to sleep on his left and he finishes off on his right. Right? It's very, very good health. What's the pshat? Look, the Rambam. The Rambam says, because the liver is on your right hand side of your body, the stomach is on the left. Mimela. When you lean to the left, the liver rests on top of the stomach and it warms it up and it helps the digestion system. Oh, but once the food is digested and you recline on your left, then that's the side of the waste that comes far out from that side. Mimela, look, the Rambam, muhidi kilometers over here. And that's what the Rambam says, you start on your left and you end up on your right. And he also brings down with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, also spells out that it's kedai for a person not to turn too much. It's not healthy for a person to turn from side to side the whole time while he's sleeping. Again, Tzimaya said this is the generation of Krishma Lamita. We're learning in the Shia in the afternoon that, especially now during Elo, we try to find these mitzvahs that people don't Israel in. If we're both saying, we have to take this mitzvah, Kriyat Shema mitzvah, very seriously. Avadah is a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv like everything else. Oh, but it's something that people are not nizer in. It's something that people are not careful in. Memela. If we chap it, we get such a tremendous schar. And we'll be zoicha to all the scholars and all the wonderful shmiras and everything that the Gemara actually says.
What's questions?
No. I'm apple. So is the Lashon Chazal.